Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. I am your host today, Hannah McManus, and I'm super excited about today's guest and today's topic. We are talking about social media and social selling. I feel like social selling is really turned into a buzzword these past couple years in the industry. And so with me today, I have Doug Wilbur. He's the CEO of Denim Social, which is a leading provider of social media management software that empowers marketers in regulated industries to manage organic social media content and paid social media advertising on one platform. That is a mouthful, but hey, Doug, how are you?
What's going on, Hannah? How are you? It's good to
see
you.
I'm great. We are here. We're recording on a Friday. You're in your office. How's your week been?
I am in the office on a Friday. Week has been great. It's, you know, we're busy is the word. You're talking about buzzwords, right? Social selling is a buzzword. The buzzword around denim these days is ungodly busy. So yes. it's good times.
Social media has blown up. I mean, social media has been blown up for a while, but it's gone all over the place. And before we dive into true social selling and true social media form, I did some stalking on you and I realized that you are a Penn State grad and you were an athlete there at Penn State. I'm assuming you did not graduate with a degree in social selling or social marketing.
So why don't you? Can you do that? I think you can do that.
I don't know. Nowadays, you might be able to. But give us a little background on you. How did you end up at Denim? How are you here in the mortgage industry? I know you didn't come from it. None of us do. But give us your backstory.
Sure. Yeah, no, thanks. And I am a proud Nittany Lion. I'm actually twice over Nittany Lion. So I did my undergraduate work and went back for business school. And, you know, my journey into financial services actually starts sort of post my MBA program, where I focused on product development and brand strategy. I really wanted to build new things, build new brands, you know, launch new endeavors. And that was the, you know, why I specifically went back to get my MBA, is to learn how to do that. I ended up taking a job coming out of business school with a little credit card company called Discover Card. And not because I was interested in selling credit cards. In fact, quite the contrary. They were building out a team, of which I was thrilled to be a part of it, that was building a suite of proprietary products to introduce the Discover brand to the next generation of Discover card holders who maybe weren't ready for a credit-based product yet. So it was a really unique opportunity to be sort of an entrepreneur inside an organization that had structure, resources, capabilities, a brand, right? So to be able to sort of build products internally. So I spent about three and a half years building products at Discover. And then I switched over to, in the back half of my career, Discover is really where I got sort of the entrepreneurship bug. I worked with a number of startups who were building solutions that needed to have a connectivity to a network of merchants. So we just so happened to have that at Discover. And so we built out a platform that allowed, you know, loyalty card providers, healthcare companies, all these other sort of providers to be able to build innovative new solutions on top of our network of merchants. So that was really where I got the bug for entrepreneurship, and fintech was really just starting to become a thing back then. And so I feel, you know, really honored to really have been at kind of that forefront of defining what fintech is today. That's how I got into the financial services game.
That's awesome. And then fintech obviously drew you in. How did you end up at a social media management company?
Totally. Totally.
How did you focus on social media?
Sure. So my journey, and you know, people think of their career journeys as sort of like this linear thing that kind of just sort of continues to tick up and to the right, right? My line is like super squiggly, and sometimes it goes backwards, but it generally is going up and to the right, but maybe not the traditional path that most folks follow. So I moved to St. Louis. Gosh, it'll be 10 years this winter, this December, January. It'll be 10 years having lived here. And I moved to St. Louis to be closer to my wife's family, raise our kids down here, all that good stuff. Left Chicago, had been in Chicago for like 12 years. Moved down here, and I, you know, didn't know a soul professionally. I mean, I knew my family, right. Or my in-laws, I should say. But outside of that, I knew nobody professionally except one person. And the one person that I knew professionally in St. Louis was this guy. His name is Jim McKelvey. He's the co-founder of a little company called Square. Mm-hmm. So the little known fact is that Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Square fame is actually a St. Louis native. He and Jim built the original concept of Square here in St. Louis. And so I just, having been in the industry, I knew Jim, loosely knew Jim. He's, you know, definitely in a different stratosphere than I am, but knew him, and he knew of me, and so I just reached out to him, and I said, hey, you know, I'm new to St. Louis, I have no friends, I don't know where to hang out, where should I go? And he's like, come on down, and like, come to this meeting. We just started a venture capital fund in St. Louis focused on fintech. It's called 630. So your fun fact for the day is 630 feet is the height and the width of the St. Louis Arch.
Oh, so that's so cool. Okay.
Came around the campfire at 6:30, started working in and around our portfolio of investments that we were making, helping entrepreneurs to build better business models, eventually joined the investment committee for 6:30. And it just so happened that there was an opportunity sprung up. There was a different version of what is now Denim mm-hmm. that was an investment that we had made that was in need of a breath of fresh air, put it that way. And so they tapped me, the 630 team and some of the other investors tapped me and said, hey, we sell to the financial services industry. You've got great Rolodex within financial services. Could you, you know, help us figure out what to do with this business? And so fast forward 5.5 years later, we've now acquired 3 companies, rebranded the business to Denim, added a ton of capability under the hood, brought on some really, really interesting investors who have a ton of connectivity into the financial services industry. And so now it's all systems go. And it's been it's not without a lot of gray hair, but it's been a really fun and exciting journey to have, you know, help define what Denim is today.
That's awesome. And I feel like all of us have gray hair nowadays, especially in the industry we're in. It's all given us gray hairs. And I think that social media and posting on social media has actually given some loan officers and real estate agents gray hair too. So let's dive into some social media misnomers, if you
let's
will.
Do it.
There's a lot of noise out there. You're hearing right. from a lot of people. Everybody has their best practices or their templates or, you know, do this, this will work, this will get you the most likes. Let's take a step back a little bit and talk about what is so important about social media. Why do you want to get on social media if mm-hmm. you're trying to sell and brand yourself?
Yeah, totally. So the number one reason why a loan officer, a realtor, and by the way, we sell into more than just the mortgage industry, right? So we have customers who are in the wealth management space, the commercial lending space, there are insurance carriers, they are retail banks. And the sort of the underlying reason why social media matters so much in financial services, and I'm going to maybe ruffle a few feathers here, but generally speaking, most financial services providers have highly undifferentiated brands mm-hmm. and they sell commodity products.
Yeah.
And the difference maker that sets so many of these organizations apart are their people. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are really the product. It's that loan officer, that insurance agent, that wealth advisor who can build a personal relationship with the communities that you serve and ensure that borrower, that investor, that customer has the best opportunity to have a personal relationship with the person who's helping them to make sure there's alignment with the right products and services for that person. Mm-hmm. Right? Ultimately, in financial services, we're in the people business. We're not in the product business. We're in the people business. And so
100%.
That is why social media is so critically important for, you know, smart financial services firms who understand that their people are their product. How do you invest in your people in a way that gives them an opportunity to better connect with the communities that the people are serving?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's one thing that we hold as sort of a fundamental truth at Denim. Right. So if you walk in our four walls, you're going to hear that all the time. The other thing you're going to hear all the time with regard to like how we believe, you know, how we see the world is that if you line up all the different types of media that are available to communicate with a customer, mm-hmm. whether it's email, your website, you can call somebody, you can maybe do some you know, advertising, whatever it is, right? Social media is above and beyond where the lion's share of consumer time and interest is, right? It is the channel of choice for most of your borrowers. That's where they're spending the lion's share of their time. So connect mm-hmm. those two things together, right? We're in the people business. When you go on social media, and I'd say this all the time when I'm like speaking at a conference or something like that, and I always notice about 5 minutes into me speaking at a conference, people pick up their phone and they kind of start scrolling through and like, oh, here's Doug doing his thing again, right? So, and I stop them and I say, hey, look, for those folks who are doom scrolling on their phones right now because they're not interested in what I'm talking about, pay attention to where you stop. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you stop thumbing? And I will venture a guess, because I am this way and I've asked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people the same question, and I say, where do you stop? And the answer to that question every single time is, I stop doom scrolling when the content's coming from somebody I know and the content they're providing me is teaching me something. It's something of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's where we have an opportunity, is to help loan officers to be their authentic self on social media, to not be product pitchmen, but to be a resource for folks. I mean, look, it's a hyper-challenging environment to buy a house right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no inventory, rates are high. We all know all the challenges, right? And so if you're a first-time home buyer, you're looking for somebody to help guide you,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you're not looking for somebody who's constantly pumping out templatized marketing gimmicky stuff on social. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for a resource. You're looking for somebody who's providing you helpful, insightful content. You're looking for somebody who's giving you a perspective. You're looking for somebody who actually is a real human, mm-hmm. being their authentic self on social media. That's what drives success.
I love that you said that too, because, well, when we spoke earlier this week, I did that test because you told me to. And so I noticed, you're absolutely right, I have toddlers and one kid going into kindergarten, and that's what I stop on is like yeah. the mom bloggers and, yeah. you know, things like that. But yeah. You're absolutely right. Being a first-time homeowner, not only are you looking for resources, but you're looking for that person that you can connect with, that you like, that is somewhat similar to you. So you touched on being your authentic self. Talk to me about... how do you start? I mean, I know how to be authentic, but it sounds so easy. But like, how do you just pick up a phone and start being authentic yeah. on camera? Like, that's yeah. scary to a lot of people.
It is super scary to a lot of people, and it's not natural for a lot of folks. I had the fun opportunity, this was last year, to speak at a Housing Wire conference. So we're up on stage and there's a panel of us sitting up on stage and we're talking, and there was a gentleman on that joined us on stage who was like a super progressive loan officer. He's like a super loan officer, right? And he actually had a team with him that he pays for out of his own pocket. He was like Gary Vee. Like he's walking around, he's got like a camera crew following him around and documenting and creating content. And he gets on stage and he's talking about, yeah, these are all the things I do, and I spend this amount of time every week developing content, and this is my content strategy. And I'm listening to him out of one ear, but I'm watching the audience, which is full of marketers mm-hmm. for the financial services industry and the mortgage industry, and they're all just going white as ghosts.
Yeah.
And I stopped him and I was like, listen, like, amazing, you're doing that. The expectation, by the way, for all you folks in the audience, he's not the expectation. Because I would venture a guess, based on the conversation that we have with customers, that 99% of your loan officers are doing literally zero on social media. So if you're going to go from zero to that, you're going to fail. Let's go from zero to something. Okay. Let's go to zero, or from zero to something that's approachable, comfortable, gives the loan officer the opportunity to be their authentic self in their own way on the channels that work best for them. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's like, and not to make this a pitch about denim, but that's like really like a strategic focus of us as a technology provider, is to say, we don't service the top 1% of social savvy loan officers. We don't. We just don't. Because they're so far down, they don't need technology. Technology is not the barrier for them. Mm-hmm. Right? They need camera crews and all sorts of other stuff that I'm not going to provide them. But for 99% of the loan officers within within the customers we work with, they just need the basic stuff. They need access to content, mm-hmm. relevant content, right? Not marketing gimmicky content. They need access to relevant content that's educational in nature, that they can pick up, they can create a social post off the back of it. It doesn't have to be recording a video. We all know that video content performs better than like static content. We'll get them there, mm-hmm. right? But if you're going from zero to something, you have to start with what's easy and get people into the habit of being on social media. And by the way, doing it for them is not the strategy. It's a story of empowerment, right? How do I, as a marketer, how do I empower my people? How do I coach my people? How do I encourage my people to be their authentic selves on social media and develop their own personal brand in their own way? Mm-hmm. Right. And that's how they're using our platform today, is to curate, create, approve, because compliance has to be part of the journey here, right? To get always approved content that we can then make available to loan officers, so that they in 10, 15 minutes a day can log into Denim and they can build out their social editorial calendar for the next day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? They can build that out in a really authentic way that is representative of who they are as a person and the audience that they serve, or the community that they serve.
Yeah. So you're telling me that you don't go from not posting to posting 5 reels a day on Instagram.
You don't.
That's what I'm hearing.
You really don't. No.
And I think that's
where... And by the way, there's another reason for that too, because if you're never posting, chances are you don't really have an audience yet.
That's where I was going.
Right? So what's the point of spending all this time building all these reels and all this stuff when nobody's going to see it yet? Mm-hmm. Right? So let's start with the easy things and get some easy victories. There's also this notion of social reciprocity. So part of being successful on social media is all the things that happen outside of the Denim platform. So do you go on LinkedIn? Do you go on Facebook? Do you build an audience? Right? Do you connect with people? Do you engage with people? Do you like their content? Do you comment on their content, right? And then what you'll start to see over time through social reciprocity is they're going to start to like your stuff, and they're going to forward your stuff to a friend, and you're going to organically build your audience, right, mm-hmm. over time. But that only works if you're actually providing something of value. Again, I sound like a broken record, but like if you're providing something of value to your community, like it'll work, right? But mm-hmm. it does take a little bit of elbow grease to get it going.
Right. And that's where I was when you were talking kind of through like the channels that work for you and things like that. I think, just talking to our team and some of the real estate agents that we work with, it's terrifying because they're hearing, okay, start with Facebook. Well, then Facebook turns into Instagram Reels, and then there's TikTok, and now there's, what's the new one? Trends, Threads. You know, mm-hmm. there's always something. So then it's like, okay, mm-hmm. well, do I have to do all
And then Twitter
of it?
Rebrands. And like, what's our Twitter? Like, what's our X mm-hmm. strategy and all these
yeah. things?
Yep.
So what do I do? Do I just focus on Facebook? Do I do the silly TikTok videos? Do
so I put wish them all I had, together? I wish I had an easy answer for you. And the reality is there's not. So every loan officer is going to have an audience that they can develop that's going mm-hmm. to be unique to them. So if you're going after only first-time home buyers, you may want to think about your Instagram strategy more uniquely. If you are in corporate real estate, You might want to think about LinkedIn as your strategy because you're attracting a more professional audience. If you're thinking about, you know, helping, you know, gray-haired folks like myself who are like thinking about investment properties or Airbnbs or whatever, maybe you want to think about Facebook as a strategy. So it really depends. And I know that like it kind of sounds like a cop-out when people say it depends, but it really does depend on the audience you're trying to reach.
Yep.
Because there is no silver bullet.
Well, and that's kind of what I was hoping you were going to say, because that's kind of what we say too. And I mean, I think you nailed it with, you know, what's unique to them. Each, and I say this all the time, each individual mortgage banker is very different. They each have their own why. They each have their own niche. They each have their own target audience.
Yep.
And so just because you see, you know, someone doing all of these Instagram reels and getting all of this traction doesn't mean that's what you should do.
Yep.
And it's, I think it's the comparing.
Yeah, and I think too, that there's sort of a misnomer in the industry, or there, you know, folks get wrapped around what I like to call the vanity metrics.
Yes.
Right. Oh, how many likes did I get? How many comments did I get? And we don't talk enough about some of the core metrics for success on social media, which is, are you posting on a regular basis? Are you monitoring thematically what content resonates more with your audience versus content that doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like, oh, cool, like this one post I had got all these likes and comments. Let's take a step back and understand why that happened. Right. They shouldn't, you know, also that should not be the goal every time you post. The goal every time you post should not be to have more likes and comments than the last time you posted. The goal of being on social media is to be consistently present. Like I like to sort of call it like just, you know, it's like micro dosing of content. How do I consistently show up in the feeds of the people I'm trying to influence and build a relationship with? And they may or may not actually stop and like my content, and they may or may not actually have the time to comment on my content, but I can tell you that they are watching, they are learning, and they are building an opinion of you based on what you are sharing into the marketplace. And so I've got one of my neighbors, a good buddy of mine, is a loan officer, and I will not disclose who the lender is that he works with or works for, but they pump out a ton of content for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always so inauthentic. It's overly produced, highly templatized, and it's some of it's witty, but I'm not getting to know who he is as a person and who he's trying to serve. I'm just getting fed basically marketing collateral, right? That's not what we do, right? Like how you build relationships. Like think about social. The reason why we go on social media in the first place is to build relationships with people. Right? So if you're trying to build a relationship with somebody in the real world, would you like walk up to them and like basically give them a one pager of
hand them a flyer?
Yeah, here's a flyer, call me. Right? No. Like you ask them about themselves, you learn about them, you talk about their kids, and hopefully you don't talk about the weather because that's super boring. But like all these things that you do to build a relationship, let's apply what we do in the real world, let's apply it to social.
Mm-hmm.
So people can get to know who you are as a person. And eventually, when they're ready and they raise their hand, then you can talk about the products and services.
Yep. I love that. I it's funny you say it like that because I think of it like that, but I've never actually thought of it, like said it out loud. But you're right. Like all of the templates and, you know, just marketing collateral that gets turned into a social post. It is just like handing someone a flyer. They still have no idea who you are, and they just know your company name. They still don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really good point. So when it comes to, and I know these are like, you probably don't have like actual answers, like statistic answers, but when it comes to posting, you know, Is there a comfortable mix? Because you do want to post some company stuff, but you also do want to post some personal stuff. Is there a mix? I mean, is there like an overload? Like, oh my God, I just got five templated marketing assets in a row with one video.
Mm-hmm.
I need a break.
Yeah. Again, it sounds like a cop out, but there, it really does depend on the person, right? But I would say, like, rule of thumb, and if like our strategy people and our customer success people were in the room, and they'll probably listen to this afterwards. So when I hear them coaching customers, right, I hear them coaching customers, and specifically if we have a team of loan officers that we're doing something like this, right? Always be your authentic self. And even if it is a branded piece of content that your marketing team has provided you, take an extra half second and write a social post that talks about why this is important, why you personally, you, Joe, the loan officer, believe that this is an important thing to share with your community. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to push out branded content, don't just take the marketing stuff, like, make it your own.
Yep.
Every time. And think about every time you're creating something on social media, think about, like, would you say this to a person, like, to translate it back to the real world, right? If you're at a happy hour and you're doing a meet and greet and you're, you know, talking to people at a bar, what would you say to them? How would you introduce yourself? How would you talk about what you do? How would you talk about why you're passionate about what you do? That is what you should be communicating on social media. Yes, of course, be proud of the place you work, right? We all work for amazing institutions, right? Be proud of that, but tell people why. Like, why is that important to you? And so, like, every time we're talking about, like, regardless of what the content is, always take the, give yourself the patience to say, why am I actually posting this? Why is this valuable for the community who leans on me as a resource? Right? And how can I position this post in a way that is going to drive engagement? Right? Like, how can I do this in a way that's going to be approachable, relatable, all those things? It's hard for a lot of loan officers. And so every time that we get a group of them together, we use it as an opportunity to say, how can we actually make our platform better, easier, more streamlined, mm-hmm. right? Like, we just released Social Sidekick a couple weeks ago. Social Sidekick is a ChatGPT enabled, not a replacement for writing your own social posts, but as a co-writer. So if you have writer's block, hit a button and Social Sidekick will kick out a suggested way to talk about the content that you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't just say, okay, cool, post. You should say, let me read it. Let me actually fiddle with it a little bit. Let me put this in my voice, right? It's a co-writer, not a replacement.
So you mentioned ChatGPT, which a Social Sidekick sounds like it does the same thing, but that is another buzzword in the industry right now. So do you recommend people use something like that if they are caught in the middle? What are your thoughts kind of around?
Look, I think that, you know, AI, generally speaking, AI is going to revolutionize every corner of the business community, right? How we interact with each other, how we interact with brands is all going to be revolutionized through generative AI, right? Mm-hmm. So let's harness that, but let's also not forget that the thing that we said when we first started chatting, like, at the end of the day, we need a person.
Right.
We need a loan officer, a wealth advisor, et cetera. That is the product. That is where the relationship is. Let's not, like, let's use AI as a resource and use it as a tool to make the relationship that that LO has with their community stronger and more meaningful. It's not a replacement. The robot is not coming for the loan officer's job. Right, the robot is coming to be a partner with the loan officer to free the loan officer up to do the really important work, which is building relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going back to the loan officer, the real estate agent, the mortgage, or just the industry professional in general that has never really posted on anything. They're mm-hmm. starting out fresh. I've obviously written some notes down, but if you could give them, mm-hmm. you know, a couple steps, a couple pieces mm-hmm. of advice, this is kind of your roadmap to get started. Yep. What would it be?
Yeah. So if you're going from, like, I mean, hopefully at this point they have a social handle of some sort.
I mean, I would hope they at least have a Facebook business page.
Yeah. Facebook business page, a LinkedIn profile, right? So, you know, the step one, and I'm gonna I'm going to operate under the presumption that they that their marketing teams have not invested in a platform like Denim to help them, right? Because yes. that takes you from zero to 100 much more quickly. But if you don't have a platform like that, just like really think about, why are you a loan officer? Why do you care? Right? What is that? What is that why that you mm-hmm. have for showing up at work every day? What is your why? And start talking about your why. And every piece of content that you like, if you're reading Housing Wire or, you know, Crispin's newsletter or whatever it is that you're reading, you're building, you're educating yourself on the industry and industry trends. Every time I read an article, so I have this sort of like lifelong pursuit of education, right? So like, just because I'm not in, you know, getting a degree currently doesn't mean I'm not learning. So every time I'm reading something, I'm mentally like putting a bookmark in, what is the one thing I learned from reading that news story, that white paper, whatever, what can I learn to be more insightful for how we build the future of Denim, for example, right? And so as a loan officer, you need to be doing that too, right? Read, study, be committed to your craft. But every time you read something, park it in your head and say, ooh, that's actually really interesting. I should be communicating that out to my audience. I should be sharing that insight with my audience of, why is this important for me to share? So always mm-hmm. think about the why. Would be my
I love that.
My key takeaway.
That's your step. And, that's your big
and look,
step.
You know, the hamster wheel doesn't start spinning on its own. So like, just start posting, you know, and start connecting with people and like other people's content and follow people. You know, like that's the other part of learning is follow people that you think are interesting. Share mm-hmm. their content, comment on their content. You know, mm-hmm. just, you don't have to, like, we talk a lot about, don't be the kind of person who posts and ghosts.
Yes.
So if you're only, like, social media is not a one-way street. It is a two-way street. It is not a, it's not a megaphone. It's walkie-talkies talking to each other, right?
I love that.
So you have to be thinking about, like, yes, I want people to engage with my content, but in order to do that, I have to engage with other people's content. That's it's social network, right? Where you're on there to be mm-hmm. social. So that's the other sort of coaching that we give a lot of folks that are just getting started is just posting. That's part of it. But a lot of folks that are super successful on social media don't even post all that frequently. Mm-hmm. They're engaging with other people on social
media. I love that. So always have your why in the back of your mind and engage and reciprocate the social aspect. I love that. Well, we ask everybody, Doug, this is our, you know, go-to question to kind of wrap up the podcast, and you can take this any way you want to take it. But for you, for Denim Social, how are you all planning to lend it forward for the second half of the year? And even looking into 2024, if you want.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I think, look, it's, I have a unique opportunity with the business card that I have, right, to be able to, you know, talk about and this I'm gonna not talk about Denim for a second.
Totally.
And you know, I just, the perfect example, just a couple weeks ago I was invited, so I'm a proud Nittany Lion, we talked about my mm-hmm. Penn State stuff, had the opportunity to do a podcast for Penn State. And one of the really cool things that the reason why I did this podcast is because it's not just me getting on and talking about my journey and whatever, like that's not super exciting. What was exciting is what they bring a student who has a very keen interest in entrepreneurship. They bring the student to the podcast and give that student an opportunity to ask me questions. And I think one of the things that I have learned, like being sort of in this chair for as long as I've been in this chair and sort of like, you know, going all the way back to my days at Discover, right? And sort of being in this entrepreneurship journey is you kind of forget what it's like when you're first starting. And so all the things that are just like baked in and feel natural to me aren't natural for somebody who's just starting their journey. And so it was really eye-opening for me to have this opportunity for this student, this woman, who actually already has her first startup. She's building it while she's a student at Penn State. It's a super cool platform. Aww. And she's asking me about raising capital. She's asking me all these questions that I'm like, oh yeah, duh, right? But it's not an ode duh for her because she's just starting her journey. So how I'm sort of, I think what you're describing is like paying it forward or lending it forward. Like for me, like I always look for opportunities to be able to just be human and help people and to like recognize that not everybody has had the opportunities that I've had. And so how can you like open up doors for people? You know, how do you help them with their journey a little bit? And I think too, like to make the one thing about denim is, you know, we're conscious of the struggle right now in mortgage. And a lot of our customers are, you know, it's a challenging environment. And so, you know, we are constantly reaching out to customers to say, how can we help? Can we provide more coaching? Can we provide, you know, more guidance? Like, can we help you understand how to get more value from the investment you've made in our platform? Like, we're constantly just giving back to our customers because it's the right thing to do, right? It's like you've made this investment in our technology. You've made this investment in our platform. Let us help you maximize the investment that you've made. And, you know, that takes a little bit of elbow grease once in a while, right? And we're happy to do it.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We love Denim. We love all the things that you guys are doing to help our loan officers. And so I just really appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the year.
I hope we do too. And I hope you do. And I can't wait to see you in the real world here in a couple of weeks. I think we'll all be, in Nashville together here pretty soon. So awesome. We'll see you there.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.